Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. This is the second sermon in as many weeks on the cleansing of the 10 lepers in Luke's Gospel. The first one so ably provided by Reverend Chad Troughton last Wednesday when he forgot to preach on the appointed text. And last week, you may recall, several of my colleagues preached on Old Testament lessons which feature lepers or leprosy. For example, Naaman cured by bathing seven times in the River Jordan last Thursday, and Miriam stricken with leprosy for having spoken against Moses last Friday. Then Sunday's preaching on, you guessed it, the 10 lepers in Luke 17, 11 to 19. Now, if I didn't know better, I might be tempted to think that the topic has been thoroughly played out, so there's nothing more for me to say. But actually, your ears have been prepared by the Holy Ghost to appreciate what I am privileged to hold forth on today. Jesus' cleansing of the 10 lepers. There's no need for me to bore you with details about leprosy that my colleagues have already filled you in on, so we can go further up and deeper in, to paraphrase C.S. Lewis, and focus on things that might not otherwise get noticed or said. One thing that jumped out at me this time through is the great number of liturgical phrases that figure in today's gospel lesson. For example, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Eleison hemas, Luke 17, 13. Of course, the phrase gets taken over into the church's Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison, that we and many Christians mouth with nary a second thought. But God in Christ Jesus is spectacularly merciful in this passage, as well as wherever else the phrase occurs in Luke's gospel. I count two other times. So, a takeaway for today is Jesus' extraordinary mercy, and not for that one thankful leper only who returns at the end, but also for the other nine who presumably were not thankful, or at least not as thankful, which is most of the human race, regrettably. But God in Christ Jesus sends his precious rain upon the just and on the unjust. That is, God does not dispense his first article gifts on those comparatively few Christians who know where the blessings come from and render appropriate thanks. But rather, the dew of God's mercy in Christ is expended upon all humanity, including the heathen, the wicked, and all unbelievers. And while we're at it, the gospel itself is intended for all sinners, including the overwhelming majority of humanity who on the last day shall be damned on account of persistent unbelief. So God the Father's mercy toward all in Christ Jesus is certainly one idea that figures greatly in today's sermon text, but probably you got an earful of that last Sunday. Something else that grabbed me this time through, that probably I imagine you did not hear preached on from the pulpit last Sunday, is Jesus' incredible cheek near the end of the passage, for I don't know what else to call it. When the one healed leper falls on his face at the feet of Jesus, thanking him, Jesus responds and says, sticking rather close to the Greek, "Were not the 10 cleansed? The 9, where are they? Weren't there found persons having turned back to give glory to God, except for yon foreigner here?" Which is a strange way of rendering it, I grant you, for the difficult diction has been sanitized in the English versions that all you people use. But the cumbersome Greek of the original may reflect accurately enough Jesus' distress. Is this according to his human nature, at so little thankfulness engendered in sinners by God's merciful healing in the first place. And rather than treat the one returning leper with perhaps a bit more solicitude because he had, after all, returned to give thanks, Jesus refers to him as yon foreigner here, ha alagones houtos, a rather hostile use of the demonstrative pronoun. Well, what shall we make of these grammatical niceties? Perhaps we might suggest first that Jesus, according to his human nature, could be curt with people the way we sometimes are. And the brusqueness of Jesus, or at least his many ironies, would handsomely repay further study if we could even see Jesus in this light. But of course, we Lutherans rarely do. So focused are we always on the gospel in the narrow sense, Christ for sinners as is proper. But what Jesus' curtness with a thankful leper tells us at the very least is that the leper was not saved for any admirable quality that inhered in him, aliquid in se. No, his purification from leprosy, thankfulness, return to Jesus, and glorification of God were all gifts from above, all given by grace, through faith, through the means of grace, we Christians are blessed to have proximity to. And isn't that the picture of the final image also? Arise, on your way, thy faith has saved thee, another Lucan tag. It is as though Jesus releases this man, now purified from his literal and spiritual leprosy, with a benediction, same as he releases us at the end of services. And so we are on the way with Jesus, connected with him baptismally as he tends unerringly to Jerusalem, there to suffer, die, rise, and ascend forevermore, and we with him in the confines of Mother Church. All this is suggested by today's text and so much else. I was hoping, for example, to explore more fully why only one leper returned rather than the other nine, the nature of the purification, how Jesus in his person satisfies the Levitical requirements, thus rendering the Jerusalemite temple obsolete, how this passage dovetails nicely with another healing mentioned in Luke chapter 5, the nature of the healed leper's thankfulness, which anticipates our own joyfulness at the Eucharist, where our sins are forgiven, and so much else. But I've run out of time, which always happens when a text takes legs and begins to run. There is always more for another day, more to preach on the next time through. And indeed we shall, or rather I should say you shall, when it is given you to hold forth on this text 3 short years from now, possibly in the congregation that called you to be its pastor. To that time then, in Christ Jesus, amen. And the peace of God which passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.